Welcome to Best Day Audio.
Today's Friday, December 1st, and I'm Brian Cohen. Stay tuned for our one-on-one with attorney Eric D. Katz regarding the proposed class action lawsuits alleging Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Jersey and Aetna Incorporated breached their contracts with insureds by denying or reducing coverage for the treatment of eating disorders. But first, this word.
Discover the most practical advanced education courses in the industry. Certified Insurance Counselors and Certified Risk Managers courses from the National Alliance for Insurance Education and Research bring insurance and risk management education to life. Visit www.thenationalalliance.com.
You're listening to Best Day Audio.
Turning to today's daybook, Dr. William McGuire steps down officially as CEO of United Health Group. Stephen Hemsley, who is President and Chief Operating Officer, will take over. Elsewhere, a joint public hearing of the New York Assembly Insurance and Health Committees will focus on consolidation in the HMO industry and its effects on consumers, doctors, and hospitals. Finally, Brethren Mutual Insurance Company turns 89 years old, and Esurance Insurance Company marks its 73rd anniversary since it was first incorporated as Tri-State Casualty in 1933. In our top news, Florida Governor-elect Charlie Crist and the heads of the state legislature are calling for a special session of legislature to tackle the state's property insurance crisis. But 2006's mild hurricane season is likely to put additional pressure on legislatures to drastically roll back rates during the session, which is set to begin January 16, 2007. And the incoming chairman of the U.S. House Financial Services Committee is skeptical of proposals to create a federal regulatory structure for property casualty insurance. He told a gathering of consumer activists that he hoped to reverse a recent trend of federal intervention being used to preempt consumer protections at the state level. And now, this word.
Accenture announces the acquisition of Navisys. High performance reaches a new height with the combination of Navisys life insurance software and Accenture expertise. Now insurers have more powerful ways to propel their performance. To learn more, visit www.accenture.com. That's A-C-C-E-N-T-U-R-E.com, and go to our newsroom page.
You're listening to Best Day Audio.
I'm Fran Lisak with today's Best Day Audio Spotlight. Joining me is Mr. Eric Katz. He is an attorney with the law firm of Nagel, Rice, and Mazie based in Roseland, New Jersey. Welcome, Mr. Katz.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Just fine, thank you.
Your law firm filed proposed class action lawsuits in New Jersey federal court alleging that Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Jersey and Aetna breached their contracts with insureds by denying or reducing coverage for the treatment of eating disorders such as anorexia nervosa and bulimia. What can you tell me, for example, with your lawsuit that you filed against Horizon? What are the main allegations in your lawsuit? Why was this suit brought?
Cases were brought against the managed care industry for their denial of treatment to victims of eating disorders, which are most often young women. Specifically, what the carriers are doing, what Horizon is doing, is limiting the amount of inpatient treatment to a maximum of 30 days in any calendar year. And what kind of treatment is medically necessary in these instances in order for these individuals to recover, and you can recover with the proper treatment, is often weeks or months of treatment and continuous treatment. So in essence, the families are being left out in the lurch, having to dig into their own pockets and having to leverage themselves to pay what amounts to hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars out of their own pocket so the victims get the treatment they deserve.
I understand there's an issue about whether eating disorders such as anorexia or bulimia are biologically based mental illnesses. What can you tell me about that?
Well, there is a law in the state of New Jersey. In fact, there are laws already in several jurisdictions. It's known as the parity law, which basically says that insurance coverage for mental illnesses must be on par. There must be parity with the coverage that's available for physical illnesses. And specifically in New Jersey, there's a statute which states that insurance companies must cover biologically based mental illnesses. And then there's a list. And the law in New Jersey specifically says, including but not limited to, and then it rattles off a whole list of things, depression, schizophrenia, and so on. What's not specifically delineated in that list is eating disorders. So the issue has become, from a legal standpoint, was whether, even though it says including but not limited to, whether in fact eating disorders are included. And what Horizon is arguing is that they're not included because Horizon contends that such disorders are not biologically based. Now, that flies in the face of the overwhelming expert evidence and opinion from around the country and in the world, including from the National Institute of Health, which only very recently concluded that eating disorders such as anorexia nervosa and bulimia are indeed biologically based. So the time has come that Horizon fit the bill as they should and pay the coverage that's owed to these insureds.
Sounds interesting, and I'm sure we'll be following the suits here. Keep us apprised, will you, Mr. Katz?
I certainly will.
All right. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Eric Katz, an attorney with the law firm of Nagel, Rice, and Mazey. And I'm Fran Lisak for Best Day Audio.
Read a free white paper on organizing information, the advantages of associative filing. This important paper contains information management recommendations for insurance underwriters, brokers, and agencies. Get the advantage. Visit qno.com today. That's qkno.com.
Thank you for listening to today's Best Day Audio. All items are copyright of the AM Best Company. Best Day Audio features selected news stories from Best Day Print Edition. Full versions of these, along with other articles not heard in today's broadcast, can be read online at bestday.ambest.com with a subscription to Best's Review or Best Week. Check out the latest news at ambest.com/newsroom. Send comments to news@ambest.com. Have a best day.
Thank you for listening to this audio presentation from the AM Best Company. We produce audio programs and interviews on news, technology, marketing, and other important topics. For our full lineup, including subscriber links, visit www.ambest.com/podcasts.